Welcome back to the deep dive. All right, let's jump straight into one of the biggest questions we get asked, well, all the time here.
You mean, how many backlinks does it actually take to rank?
That's the one. How many do you really need today?
Yeah, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, it's surrounded by so much noise and confusion. Like, everyone knows links are important, but pinning down a specific number for your site, that feels, well, impossible for a lot of people.
Exactly. And that's why we're doing this deep dive right now. We want to cut through that confusion, give you a clearer picture
Right.
based on our experience, helping hundreds of websites climb the rankings at Search Royals. We're going to show you how you can figure out your specific backlink needs.
And look at the best ways to actually get those links.
Yeah, and share the framework we use internally to get, real measurable results for our clients.
We're pulling directly from our own data and insights here. The goal is really actionable clarity, no fluff, just the practical steps and guidelines we actually follow.
Okay, let's dig into it then, starting with the absolute foundational question. Even now, in 2025, with all the algorithm updates, do backlinks really still matter that much?
Based on everything we see day in, day out with our clients and just watching the industry, the answer is a definitive, undeniable yes.
Still.
Yeah, backlinks remain one of the most powerful signals Google uses. They need to understand a page's authority, its relevance. Search is always evolving, sure, but that fundamental role of links as like votes of confidence, that hasn't changed.
So what specific things are we seeing that really back this up?
Well, we consistently observe the strong correlation. Pages ranking higher, especially for the tough keywords, they almost always have more referring domains pointing at them. Simple as that.
More links, higher ranks.
Generally, yes. And we see websites that actively, strategically build quality links. They achieve significantly faster, more substantial ranking improvements. It's noticeable compared to sites just focusing on, say, content or tech SEO alone.
Okay, and what about new sites, the ones just starting out?
Ugh, new websites really highlight this. You can have genuinely amazing, super helpful content. But without those external links validating it, it's incredibly difficult to get any real traction. You just don't show up.
So frustrating for them, I bet.
Totally. And on the flip side, you've got established sites, right? The ones with strong backlink profiles already that can often rank competitive pages, even if their content isn't maybe quite as comprehensive as a newer rival. They're leveraging that built-up domain authority.
That makes intuitive sense, like a well-known brand versus a startup trying to get noticed. Do we have a specific client story that really shows this impact?
Absolutely. We had a client in the finance sector, solid content, great on-page SEO. Everything looked pretty good technically, but they were stuck just bouncing around page two for their main terms.
The dreaded page two.
Exactly. So we came in and implemented a really targeted backlink strategy just for them. We focused only on acquiring relevant, high-quality links to those specific pages.
And the content.
Didn't touch the content at all during that specific push. And within just a few months, they jumped from page two all the way up to position number four.
Wow. Okay, page two to the top five purely through links.
Purely strategic link building. That kind of result really, drives home why figuring out your specific backlink needs is so critical if you want ranking success today.
It's absolutely essential then, which brings us right back to the core question. Okay, so how many do you need? And guessing it's not just one simple number.
Yeah, you guessed right. It's not a single magic number that works for every site, every keyword.
Right. It's not universal. Our experience definitely shows it depends heavily on several key factors unique to your situation.
Precisely. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. Here's what we've identified, based on our work, as the most significant factors influencing your backlink requirements.
Okay, first up, your domain authority. How established your site is.
Yes. Think of a brand new site. It's like an unknown entity online, right? It needs more external validation, more votes to build trust and authority quickly.
Makes sense.
So we typically see new websites needing maybe two, sometimes three times the number of backlinks compared to an established domain if they want to compete for the exact same keywords.
Really, two to three times.
Yeah. An older, more authoritative site just gets more sort of mileage out of each new link because it's adding to an already strong foundation.
So basically, a link to a site that's been around, has authority, it counts for more than the exact same link pointing to a brand new site.
In terms of its power to move the needle for rankings, yes, generally. Okay, second factor, relevance. This one is, well, it's non-negotiable, and often it's actually more important than just raw numbers.
Quality over quantity, but with that relevance twist.
Exactly that. Quality and relevance. 10 highly relevant links from authoritative sites in your specific industry. They will almost always outperform 50 links from totally unrelated or just like general directory sites.
Because Google sees the context.
Precisely. Search engines see those relevant links and think, okay, this site is being endorsed by other key players in this field. They must be an authority on this topic. So prioritizing links closely related to your industry is absolutely critical when you're acquiring them.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, factor three, keyword difficulty and competition. This feels like the most obvious one, maybe. Harder keywords just need more links, right?
It's definitely a major driver, yeah. And this is where the numbers start to get a bit more specific. Based on the data we see across our clients,
Okay. For
low competition keywords, you know, the really niche stuff, You can often rank comfortably with just, say, 10, 15 quality backlinks pointing to that specific page.
10 to 15, that's not too bad.
Not too bad. Medium competition terms. Then we're usually looking at a range of maybe 25, 50 backlinks.
25 to 50. Okay.
High competition keywords, the ones lots of people want.
Yeah.
That typically requires 50, 100 backlinks, sometimes more.
50 to 100 plus. Getting serious now.
Yeah. And then you have those ultra competitive, super high volume keywords. It's honestly not uncommon to need anywhere from 100 to potentially 500 plus backlinks to even seriously compete in the top spots.
Wow, 500 plus, that's a huge range.
Yeah.
Those numbers give a concrete starting point though. Can you give an example, maybe contrasting different levels?
Sure. So we've worked with a local service business, right? Targeting very specific geographic terms. We saw them hit rank number one for keywords like city plumber with only about 15 highly relevant, mostly local backlinks.
15 for number one locally.
Yeah. Now compare that to a national e-commerce client. They needed over 200 links to break into the top five results for a broad, high-volume product category keyword.
200 versus 15. Big difference.
Huge difference. The competitive landscape for that specific keyword really dictates the scale of the link-building effort required.
Okay, so competition is huge. Factor four. Looking at the pages that are already ranking, what are they doing?
This is often the most practical benchmark you can use. Simple approach. Find the top five results for your target keyword. Use an SEO tool. See how many referring domains point to those specific pages on average.
So you average out the top guys.
Exactly. Let's say the average is 40 referring domains. Then your page will typically need a similar number, maybe just a few more, to be seen as competitive enough by Google to break into that top group. It gives you a direct target based on what's clearly working right now.
Okay, that's actionable. And finally, factor five, internal linking structure. How does linking within your own site play into this?
Internal linking. A strong, logical internal linking structure can actually significantly impact your external backlink needs, especially for pages deeper within your site architecture. Well, we've observed that well-structured internal links, the ones that pass authority effectively from your stronger, more linked-to pages down to less linked-to pages, they can essentially reduce the number of external backlinks required for those deeper pages. We've seen estimates of maybe up to 30% reduction in some cases. It helps spread the link equity across your own domain more efficiently.
Okay, so it's clearly not just about a raw number. It's influenced by how established you are, the relevance, the competition, even your own site structure. That's a lot to juggle.
It is, definitely. And because of that complexity, just, you know, guessing or picking a random number, it just doesn't work. It's not effective. That's exactly why we developed a proven step-by-step framework to more accurately calculate the backlink needs for specific important pages.
Okay, let's walk through that framework then. Step one is determine which pages actually need backlinks. You're not just building links randomly to everything, right?
Oh, absolutely not. That would be incredibly inefficient, a waste of resources. The very first step is strategic prioritization. We focus our link building efforts where they'll have the highest potential impact.
Makes sense.
So that means looking at pages with high commercial value, pages targeting keywords with significant search volume, and importantly, pages that are already close to ranking, like those stuck on page two or maybe early page three, they are prime targets.
The low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. And also pages where your content is already really good, competitive relative to what's ranking. You focus your energy where it counts most.
And this targeted approach, this prioritization, that's built into the link building services we offer.
Yes, definitely. Understanding which pages to target first is fundamental to getting the maximum ROI from any link building investment.
Okay, step two is actually calculating your backlink gap. This is the most accurate method we use to get a concrete target number.
To backlink gap. Okay, how exactly do we do that calculation? It's pretty straightforward once you have the right data. First, like we mentioned, identify the top, say, 5 pages currently ranking for your target keyword.
Oh.
Then use an SEO tool, Ahrefs, SEMrush, Moz, whatever you prefer. Find the number of referring domains pointing to each of those top 5 pages. Not total links, but unique linking domains.
Right. Referring domains. Got it.
Calculate the average number of referring domains for those top pages. You might want to remove any extreme outliers, you know, if one page has thousands and the others have dozens, to get a more realistic average.
Okay. So I've got the average referring domains for the top competitors for my keyword.
Great. Now, look at your own page that's targeting that same keyword. How many referring domains does it currently have?
Okay, find my number.
Yep. The difference between that competitor average and your current number, that's your approximate backlink gap. That number represents the target quantity of additional high-quality referring domains you likely need to acquire to become truly competitive for that specific keyword.
That makes it incredibly tangible. So, simple example. If the average competitor page has, say, 60 referring domains, and my page currently only have 15, my gap is around 45 referring domains.
Precisely. That 45 becomes your initial target number for building links to that specific page. And tools like our own link building marketplace, they're designed precisely to help you efficiently acquire those verified quality links to close that calculated gap over time.
Okay, that makes sense. Step three in the framework. You mentioned analyzing competitor backlink quality.
Yes. Because the raw number is just one piece of the puzzle. It's not just about the quantity.
Right. So it's not just the number, but what kind of links they actually have.
Exactly. The gap calculation gives you a target number, but then we dive deeper. We analyze the quality profile of the competitor's backlinks. We look at things like the domain authority or rating of the linking sites, their topical relevance to your niche, where the link is placed on the page. You know, a link buried in a footer is way less valuable than a contextual link right within relevant content.
Okay. What else?
We also look at the anchor text they're using. Is it natural or over-optimized? And even their link acquisition patterns over time. Did they get links suddenly or gradually?
And how does looking at the quality help refine that target number I need?
Because if you analyze your competitors and see that, yeah, they have a lot of links, but many are low quality, irrelevant, or look obviously manipulative, you might actually be able to outrank them with fewer links overall.
Uh-huh.
Provided your links are significantly higher quality and more relevant, it shifts the strategy from just blindly matching numbers to strategically building better links. Quality can definitely beat quantity in many cases.
That strategic quality analysis sounds critical. It also makes me wonder, you mentioned prioritizing pages earlier. Do different types of pages typically require different numbers of backlinks based on what we see with clients?
Oh, they absolutely do. The target number you calculate using the framework, that backlink gap, it will likely vary significantly depending on the page's purpose and, of course, the level of competition it faces. Let's look at some common page types we deal with.
Okay, starting with the homepage, the front door of the site.
Right. Your homepage is often the most linked to page naturally because it represents your overall brand authority.
Mm-hmm.
It generally needs the most links to establish that domain level trust and credibility.
So what are some rough benchmarks we see?
Based on the sites we work with, first, say small businesses really focused on local visibility, aiming for 50-100 referring domains to the homepage is often a good foundational target.
50-100 for local.
Yeah. Mid-market companies looking more nationally might need maybe 100-250 referring domains.
100-250.
And large enterprise websites. They frequently require 250 plus referring domains, sometimes significantly more, just to establish that baseline authority against their big competitors.
And the link building packages we offer, they're designed to scale to those different homepage needs.
Yes, absolutely. They're structured to help businesses of all sizes build the appropriate level of homepage authority required by their specific market and competition. Okay, next, let's consider resource pages.
You mean like detailed guides, maybe research papers, blog posts, tools?
Exactly. Those valuable content assets. They often don't have direct commercial intent, like a product page, right?
Right.
So if the content is truly valuable and inherently link-worthy, these pages often require fewer external backlinks than commercial pages. But they still usually need a push to rank well.
So what are some guidelines there?
Our general guidelines, again, based on competition level for the keywords these pages target. Low competition topics might need 10-25 quality links. Moderate competition, maybe 25-60 links. High competition could be 60-100 plus links.
Okay.
And crucially, remember internal linking. These resource pages benefit significantly from strong internal links coming from your homepage or other authoritative pages on your site.
Good point. Okay, and finally, the big ones. Money pages. The product or service page is designed to convert visitors. These must be the most competitive, right?
Absolutely. Almost always. These are often the hardest pages to rank because they face direct competition for valuable commercial intent keywords. They require the most aggressive, targeted link building strategies.
And the numbers needed to reflect that.
Definitely. The numbers vary based on the business's scale and market. For small businesses doing local SEO, even here, money pages need focus. Maybe 30-72. Referring domains targeting these pages can be really powerful, especially when combined with local business citations and very locally relevant links. Remember that local plumber example? Their specific service page ranked #1 locally with only about 40 quality local referring domains.
30-70 for local money pages. Got it.
For mid-sized national businesses, you're competing with way more players across the country. So 7,200 referring domains targeting key money pages is a more typical range we see. This requires building a pretty substantial link profile, diversifying your link sources across various relevant online properties, and ensuring your anchor text profiles look natural, not spammy.
70-200 for national. Okay.
And then enterprise and e-commerce. This is the major league stuff. 200 plus referring domains targeting important category or product pages is common, often much higher. It usually requires a combination of integrated strategies, PR generating links, content marketing that directly supports money pages, plus dedicated link building efforts. And internal linking becomes absolutely vital here to pass authority effectively from resource pages or the homepage down to these crucial conversion focused pages.
Wow. So the number you're targeting really isn't static across your whole site. It's dynamic. It depends heavily on the page's role and the specific competition for its keywords.
Precisely. Which naturally leads us into that balancing act we mentioned, quality versus quantity.
Yes, the age-old debate in SEO circles.
Yeah.
Our experience tells us it's rarely just one or the other, is it?
No, it's really about finding the right strategic balance for your specific situation. There are definitely times when focusing on quantity matters more, and other times when quality is absolutely paramount.
Okay, so when does quantity become more important in our approach?
Mm-hmm.
When do we need sheer volume?
Well, volume becomes necessary in those highly competitive niches where the top-ranking sites literally have thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, of referring domains. If you're a relatively new domain trying to build baseline authority against these established giants, you simply need a certain volume of links to even get noticed, to get in the game.
Just to catch up initially.
Exactly. Scaling link acquisition becomes essential in those scenarios. And that's where something like our link building marketplace can really help, for example. Mm-hmm. It's designed to help you scale up acquisition efficiently while still maintaining crucial quality standards.
Okay, so volume for scale and building that baseline authority in really competitive spaces. When does quality matter more? When should that be the absolute focus?
Quality tends to take precedence in more sensitive niches. Think finance, health, legal industries where trust, expertise, and authority are absolutely paramount, EEAT. A single link from a highly authoritative, deeply respected source in those fields can carry immense weight.
More than lots of weaker links.
Far more. Quality is also critical if a site is recovering from previous Google penalties, or maybe has a history of questionable low-quality link building it needs to overcome. And like we touched on, when you're targeting very specific, high-value commercial keywords, one perfectly relevant contextual link from a respected industry site can often be far more powerful for ranking that specific term than dozens of low-quality directory submissions or forum profile links.
Yeah, that one link from a major industry publication is like gold dust, isn't it?
Absolutely. Those contextual links, the ones embedded naturally within relevant content, they're incredibly powerful signals. And don't forget, links from sites that have genuinely engaged real audiences can also send valuable referral traffic directly, which is a nice bonus on top of the SEO boost.
Right. So our overall approach?
Our approach generally involves building a solid foundation of high quality, high authority links first, then complementing that with a broader distribution of good quality, topically relevant links to achieve both that necessary trust and the required scale for the niche. It's a blend.
Okay, that makes sense. So we know roughly how many, what kind of quality, and which pages to target. Now, how quickly should you build them? Does the speed of acquisition matter?
Oh, it absolutely matters, hugely. This is the whole concept of safe link building velocity. Building links too fast, too unnaturally, that's a major red flag for search engines.
Why is that?
Because it looks manipulative. It can actually harm your site more than help it in the long run, potentially triggering algorithmic filters that devalue your links, or even leading to manual penalties in severe cases.
So there's a kind of speed limit.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. Based on what we've consistently seen over years, acquiring more than maybe one or two new referring domains per day consistently, day after day, that often starts to look unnatural for most typical business websites.
One or two a day max, generally.
Generally. Now, of course, there are exceptions. If your content goes viral or you get featured in major news outlets or you have a big PR event, your natural link acquisition can spike dramatically. And that's fine because it's organic. But for proactive, deliberate link building efforts, pacing is absolutely key.
And when people use our marketplace, we manage that pacing.
Yes, exactly. We help manage the acquisition speed to ensure it aligns with natural patterns for the specific site.
Okay, what about sort of monthly guidelines? Are there safe rates we recommend?
We do have typical monthly rates we generally recommend clients stick to, and these are based largely on their domain's age and its existing authority profile.
Okay.
For brand new domains, say less than a year old, aiming for maybe 5-10 new referring domains per month is usually a good, safe starting point. Build that initial trust slowly.
5-10 for new sites.
For more established domains, maybe 1-3 years old, they can generally handle a slightly faster pace, perhaps 10-20 new referring domains monthly.
10-20 for established.
And then for the more authoritative domains, those that are 3+ years old with a solid existing profile, they can often handle 20-50+ new referring domains per month, sometimes even more in very dynamic or competitive niches, without raising red flags.
20-50+ for authority sites. Okay, so the total number you need isn't something you should try and hit overnight. It's a target you build towards consistently, steadily.
Absolutely. Patience and consistency are far more effective and safer long-term than trying to sprint and get penalized. Okay, so now you know roughly how many you need, what kind, which pages to target, and at what pace. How do you actually acquire them? But let's talk about the practical methods we use and recommend.
Right, the how-to. Method one you mentioned is replicate your competitors' best backlinks. Why is this such a go-to strategy for us?
Because, well, your competitors have often already done a lot of the hard work for you. They've shown you the path. If a specific website links to your direct competitor for a keyword you both target, that site is clearly open to linking to relevant content on that topic.
So you find who links to them.
Exactly. Identify who's ranking highly, use your SEO tools to analyze their backlink profiles, and pinpoint their high-quality referring domains, the ones that are relevant and authoritative.
But you can't just email them and say, hey, link to me too, right?
Oh, definitely not. That rarely works. You need to approach them strategically, with value. First, make sure you have content on your site that is genuinely better, maybe more up-to-date, more comprehensive, or offers a unique angle or data point on the topic they previously linked out to.
Offer something superior.
Yes. Then reach out politely, reference the piece they linked to, and suggest your resource as maybe an alternative or a helpful addition that could benefit their readers. It's often the most efficient way to start closing that competitive backlink gap because your targeting site's already proven to link out within your specific niche.
Okay, that makes sense. Method two, strategic content creation. This is more about earning links organically.
Exactly. This is about creating content that is so good, so valuable, that it's inherently link-worthy. Things that other websites want to reference and link to naturally.
Like what kinds of content?
Think original research, comprehensive industry guides or reports, unique data visualizations or infographics, helpful online calculators or tools, maybe even well-argued controversial pieces that spark industry discussion. Content designed specifically to be a go-to resource that attracts links without you necessarily having to ask for every single one.
Do we have a client example where this kind of content really earned links naturally?
Yes, definitely. We had a client in the B2B space publish a really insightful piece based on original industry survey data they conducted. They did almost no active outreach for it initially, but that unique data was so valuable and quotable that other industry blogs and news sites started referencing it organically.
And the result?
It generated about 35 high-quality natural backlinks within the first 60 days alone. Sometimes simply answering a core question or providing unique data better than anyone else is the most effective link-building strategy you can employ.
That's powerful. Yeah. Okay, method three, targeted outreach campaigns. This sounds like it needs to be done very carefully.
It absolutely does. The days of just blasting out thousands of generic email templates spray and pray outreach are long gone. It's ineffective, annoying, and can even damage your brand's reputation.
So what makes outreach successful now?
Successful outreach today is highly personalized. You need to research the specific person and their website or publication. Identify a genuine reason why linking to your specific content would provide real value to their audience. It's about them, not just you.
Value first.
Always. Offer value before you even think about asking for a link. Try to build a relationship first, if possible. Engage with their content. Then, when you do reach out, make it personal and relevant. And if you follow up, do it politely and strategically, not relentlessly.
Do we have an example of like a snippet of a value-first outreach approach that we've seen work well?
Sure. Our outreach team often has success with variations of something like this. Hi, Name. I really enjoyed your recent post about specific topic, especially the part where you discussed specific point. It actually got me thinking because we recently published some data or a guide that offers a slightly different perspective or goes deeper on that very point. You can see it here if you're interested. Link. Just thought it might be an interesting counterpoint or maybe a helpful addition for your readers next time you update the piece. No pressure at all if it's not a fit, but wanted to share since I found your article insightful.
Yeah, that sounds much more genuine and less demanding than a generic template. Okay, and method four, using our own link-building marketplace. How does that fit into the acquisition strategy?
Well, if you've done the analysis, calculated your backlink gap using the framework, and you know you need to acquire a certain number of high-quality, relevant links efficiently and potentially at scale, our marketplace is a very reliable solution for that.
How does it help?
It essentially connects you directly with a wide range of pre-vetted publishers across numerous industries and countries. We ensure quality control on every link acquired through the platform. It provides transparent reporting so you know exactly what you're getting. And importantly, it helps you manage that natural link velocity we talked about, spacing out acquisitions appropriately. It's a powerful tool to build that solid link foundation and consistently hit your target numbers to close that competitive gap.
So it complements the other methods.
Exactly. It can be a core part of the strategy or supplement your own outreach and content efforts. Okay, so you have the target number you need. You have the methods to get them. What about the actual timeline for implementation? You clearly can't build, say, 100 links in a day or even a month safely.
Right, that velocity point again.
Absolutely. Knowing the total number needed is really just the first step. Implementing the plan requires a phased approach over time. This looks more natural to search engines and allows you to build momentum steadily.
So what does that phased approach typically look like for us? How do we structure it?
We generally break it down into roughly three phases. Phase one is the foundation phase, usually months 1-3. The main focus here is on acquiring maybe 5-15 high-quality, highly relevant links. You target your core pages first, usually the homepage, and maybe one or two primary money pages. Prioritize getting links from authoritative sources early on. You also use this time to set up proper monitoring of your rankings and dive deep into that competitor backlink analysis to build your prospect list for future outreach.
Okay, months 1-3, build the base.
Phase two is the growth phase, perhaps months 4-6. Here, you start to increase your monthly acquisition rate, maybe aiming for 10-30 new referring domains per month. You expand your targeting beyond just core pages to include important secondary money page and key resource pages identified in your planning. You also actively start implementing those strategic content creation initiatives designed to attract links naturally. And you begin consciously diversifying your anchor text profile to keep it looking natural.
And months 4-6, ramp up and broaden focus.
Exactly. And phase three is scaling and maintenance, typically months 7-12 and then ongoing. You aim to maintain a consistent monthly acquisition rate, perhaps somewhere between 15-50 new referring domains, but you adjust this based on the results you're seeing and how the competition is reacting. You focus specifically on closing those backlink gaps you identified through your ongoing analysis for key pages. You leverage any content pieces that performed well earlier for more link opportunities, and you continuously refine your overall strategy based on ranking movements, new competitor insights, and algorithm changes.
That phased approach makes a lot of sense. Building steadily towards the goal over time rather than trying to rush it and risk penalties.
Exactly. Consistency and patience win the long game in SEO. Okay. And finally, before we wrap up, let's just quickly touch on some common pitfalls we see people fall into in building links. What should you actively try to avoid?
I'm guessing anything that looks overly manipulative or spammy to Google.
Precisely. You really need to avoid those over-optimization red flags that can trigger algorithmic filters or manual reviews. The classic examples are things like excessive use of exact match anchor text, stuffing your main keywords into almost every link's text.
Yeah, that looks bad.
Unnatural spikes in link acquisition velocity, getting hundreds of links overnight when you previously got none, relying too heavily on just one single type of link, like getting only low-quality directory links or blog comments, or a big one, getting lots of links from completely irrelevant, low-quality websites that have nothing to do with your industry. These patterns basically shout, "I'm trying to manipulate rankings." And Google is very good at spotting them now. They'll likely just ignore those links, or worse, penalize you.
Right. What if someone listening realizes, uh-oh, I might have already made some of those mistakes? Maybe they bought cheap link packages in the past, or just built links too quickly without thinking about quality. Can they recover?
Yes, absolutely. If you've inherited a questionable link profile from a previous agency, or perhaps made some mistakes yourself in the past, it's definitely possible to recover, but it takes effort.
What do we advise clients in that situation?
First, we advise them to use Google Search Console's disavow tool. You need to carefully identify genuinely toxic or spammy links pointing to your site and essentially tell Google, please ignore these links when evaluating my site. It's a crucial cleanup step.
Okay, disavow the bad stuff.
Then you need to significantly slow down your link acquisition rate back to natural levels, like those monthly guidelines we discussed. For any new links you build moving forward, you must increase the proportion of branded anchor text, your company name, and natural anchor text, like click here or the page title, to balance out any previous over-optimization. And most importantly, you have to focus only on acquiring high-quality, genuinely relevant links from that point on. Sometimes, knowing how many good links you need also means first identifying and dealing with how many bad ones you need to clean up or get rid of.
That's a really important point about recovery. Okay, wow, this has been a really practical, in-depth look at a question that feels so theoretical and confusing for so many website owners.
It really is. And the honest truth is, there is no single, simple answer to how many backlinks do I need. But hopefully, after listening to this, you now have a clear, actionable framework based directly on our own expertise and data here at Search Royals to calculate your specific requirements and understand all the key factors that influence that number.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to quickly recap maybe the key takeaways from our discussion. The number of backlinks you need is highly dependent on your specific competitive landscape. You have to analyze who you're up against.
Right. And the quality and relevance of your links are often far more important than just the raw count. 10 great links beat 50 mediocre ones.
Different pages on your site homepage, resource pages, money pages, they all have different backlink needs and require different strategies.
And acquiring those links at a natural, consistent velocity over time is absolutely crucial to avoid penalties and achieve sustainable results.
And finally, a combined approach, leveraging strategic competitor analysis, great content creation, targeted outreach, and potentially reliable acquisition platforms like our marketplace, often yields the best overall results.
Exactly. Using this kind of data-driven framework to analyze your competition, quantify your needs, and plan your strategy puts you in a much, much stronger, more strategic position than just guessing or buying random links.
Definitely. So if you're ready to stop guessing and start strategically building the exact number and type of links you actually need to rank for your important keywords, we definitely invite you to explore the link building packages we offer here at Search Royals. We can build a customized strategy tailored precisely to your specific goals.
Or if you prefer a more hands-on approach, you can use our link building marketplace yourself to efficiently start closing your calculated backlink gap immediately with vetted publishers.
Yeah. Whether you prefer a completely done-for-you service or want to acquire quality links yourself using a trusted platform, our team is here to help you identify and build the backlink profile necessary for real ranking success.
We live and breathe this stuff every day.
Okay, and here's maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to consider after this deep dive. We've spent a lot of time talking about how to calculate the number of links you need to be competitive right now, essentially, how to catch up or overtake your current rivals. But in a search landscape that's constantly shifting, where your competitors are also always building links, how do you leverage knowing this target number, not just to reach page one or position one today, but to build a sustained ongoing strategy, one that keeps you ahead of the competition tomorrow, next month, next year, as they continue to build their own link profiles? What ongoing role does continually analyzing and understanding your backlink gap play in your long-term SEO success. Something to think about.